Welcome to episode one, Talk of the Urinal. I'm your host, Eric Blatz, followed by my boy,
Paul P. here.
Paul P., what's up, Paul P.?
Dude, just living. Hey,
we're finally doing this, man. We've been talking about it for a year or two now, but
there's been a lot of conversations.
Not all sober, but
yeah,
we're finally doing it.
And mimosas will catch up to us, you know.
Now we're actually doing it, and I'm pumped up, a little nervous, but
we're doing it. There's no going back.
So we're coming off the celebration from the Dodgers, and when was that? COVID year messed up. No, when was that? November.
November, yeah.
Okay. Now we're back into things, and they're what are we at? Well, they were 13-2 now since what tweet? From Nightingale, what did he tweet?
Nightingale's got to stop tweeting, man. He completely butchered the Bauer to the Mets, and then he literally is like our black cat right now. Did he went and tweeted, "Oh, greatest start by any defending world champion in history." And since that tweet, the Dodgers are something like 5-13, 5-14.
We're 18-7. We're only a game over 500. So, is the panic button, or is this too early? We got so many games.
Right? No. You know what? We're gonna talk about a guy later on in this podcast, and I'm gonna steal a quote from him, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. I'm gonna go RELAX.
That's true. It is. I love that. But it is. Me and my pops are talking. We're like 13-2. We'll never lose three in a row with this pitching stuff. And now what? Our worst losing streak's what? Five games? Four games?
Well, we haven't won a series. We've lost like five straight series.
Yeah.
And Bauer tweeted today he's pissed, and I don't blame him. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You have to understand, it's too early. They play 162 games for a reason. Baseball is such a peaks and valleys. There's a reason why they play so many games. Every team's going to go through a slump like this. You know what? If this were mid-August, then I say hit the panic. It's way too soon. It's way too early. You know what? Get everybody healthy. If this was mid-August, you hit the panic button because you want to get guys healthy by then. You're in the dog days of August. You're exhausted. The season takes a toll on you. But
We could say it's early, but what's your biggest concerns about? I mean, I know we lose Dustin May. That's horrible.
You know what? We got injuries right now. We got injuries.
Yeah. We don't even have Bellinger. That gets overlooked. No one's talking about that. I mean,
Bellinger, he'll be back. He's going to be fine. Yeah. He's young. He's going to bounce back. But I'd rather be cautious right now than put him out there too soon.
Yeah. I can't believe how are the Giants first place? They'll start blowing it, but
apparently that Brandon Belt's on a tear. If you've paid attention.
Dude, I hate that guy.
Dude, anybody outside the Bay Area hates that guy, but you got to give him props because he's kind of had a resurgence. His career just kind of tapered off a little bit there, and now he's just hitting bombs. I'm pretty sure he hit another one today.
Yeah, and then we got the Padres. Those series are amazing. That's must watch.
Dude, I mean, that is must watch.
Amazing, dude. Watch
a few of those games together.
Oh my gosh, dude! I mean,
you know, here's my take on the Padres.
What's your take?
The Padres are legit.
Yeah,
the Padres are legit. They're gonna be there, and you know what? I bleed blue. You know I'm a Dodger fan, and I know there's a Dodgers fans out there that are like, oh, I hate Tatis, screw Tatis.
I actually love the guy. I hate Machado.
I'm with you. Because you know what? The Dodgers need Tatis. That is making that series must watch.
TV. Oh, I know. When I thought he was out, I was like, dude, I was sad because I was like, would they need that for the series? You know what I mean? And then I'm glad that he's back. He's hitting bombs off Buehler and freaking doing the one eye thing with the covered eye. That's what you need. Even Bauer
loved it.
That's
the best part. Yep. Bauer said, he's like, you know what? I got no problem with that.
And that's another thing. I love what he said with that because like, I got no problem with it. Yeah, you just don't just hit him because he's celebrating. That's why baseball,
you know, and you remember last year or was it a year? Yeah, it was last year when he hit that grand slam and they were up by like, 8-0 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's saying, unwritten rules of baseball, dude. You know what? Baseball needs this. Let the kid be a kid.
I totally agree, bro.
Nobody complained when Griffey turned his hat backwards.
Exactly. He was like, I'm sure the writers did complain, but I mean, Griffey changed again. I mean, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Baseball needs this right now. And here's the other thing. You look at the Dodgers right now. We got so many guys hurt. We talked about Dustin May being done for the year. Knebel, he's going to be long-term.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Time before the All-Star break. Yep. Bellinger, let him rest up. Yep. We don't need him to come back early.
No, and I know. Too long a season. Yep. Yep.
And we had the same conversation. We were sitting at Robinson's. We had the same exact conversation. Kershaw is not the same Kershaw from about a decade ago or a little less, but he does this. He had that game against the Cubs the other day.
The first inning.
It's still fine. Still don't hit the panic button on that.
Yeah, game. I'm not worried about Kershaw. He's fine. He'll be fine. Especially he got the monkey off his back. He has the World Series now. It's like, dude, I mean, he'll be fine.
We'll get some guys healthy. We're going to be fine. We're going to start hitting. We know our bullpen is lights out. It's so funny. How many years ago our bullpen was just trash?
I know. Now we're good. They're just not.
Put a grenade in the bullpen, blow it up and start over. Yep. And now we have a bullpen that is shut down.
Yeah, we're just not hitting. But that's what I'm saying. We'll start hitting.
We'll hit. Again, 162 games, peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
They go through slumps. They're going to get hot. Hitting's contagious. Oh, wait. You know?
You're frozen, dude.
The problem is.
You're frozen. On my side, you're frozen.
You're frozen on my side.
Oh, no. Okay. Now you're good. Now we're back. We're back. We're back. That's why we got editing. All right. We're good. All right.
Episode one, our producer. I was watching today's game. I was watching today the third game of the Angel series. And it's like you're down by one run. And the last two innings, the eighth and ninth, it's like everybody's trying to play hero ball. Everybody's trying to just tie the game up with one swing. It's just like, put the ball in play. I mean,
exactly like what our boy Edgar says, put the ball in play. Stop trying to be the hero, man.
Put the ball in play, good things happen. And they actually got a couple base runners.
They did, and then we just couldn't come through, right? I think they're – I was also reading an article. The pitchers are way ahead right now for some reason. I'm not sure why. Dude, how many no-hitters has it been? Four already?
I think it's four already,
So I guess –
they're on pace for what?
Did they not juice the balls anymore? What's going on right now? Just pitchers are ahead? I guess COVID kind of – I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. Yeah. And then you look at today, there was a couple plays. I watched Gavin Lux. He thought he hit one out. And it's like, stop swinging for the fences. Then Turner thought he hit one in the ninth. It's like, stop swinging.
Yeah. How about Jock the other day, dude, thinking he hits a walk-off against us? I miss him.
I'm not going to lie, but it was great to watch that happen.
It was.
Like, I'll take that every day. I loved it. You know, but I mean – we're going to be fine. I think what was more interesting was, there was a moment in today's game. Did you see that?
I didn't get to see. That's what I'm saying. I missed today's game.
Bauer wanted to go longer and he was coming into the dugout and you can tell Roberts did not want to entertain it whatsoever. He was basically saying you're done. And Bauer just stood there on the top step trying to be like, no, let me go back in. And Roberts literally was just like, nope, done. And I thought that was a very interesting interesting back and forth right there.
I think, going back to the last couple of years, I was always saying, does Roberts have the final say or is it the analytics guys? Remember, we always talk about that. Roberts is a player's coach. So you'd think you know what I mean? And then, I don't know.
I want to hope that he's the one making the calls. I it's hard to say because you know what, there's so much analytics when you got Pryor as your pitching coach in there and you got all these guys that are in the front office. It's just big money. It's win now, it's not win tomorrow. It's like you got to believe they're making some decisions. You got to believe that they're making some of those calls. But you know, I mean, hey, who knows?
We got the ring now. I mean, it's I guess we could, it doesn't matter. I'm not, like you said, relax, we're good. And
we're fine. If this was mid-August, I'm hitting the panic button, but we're totally fine. We haven't even hit the All-Star break yet.
Like, I know. And we were also down 3-1 to the Braves last year. We came back and won. So, I mean,
exactly. And if you look at the standings right now, if you look where all the teams are, granted, the Red Sox.
Dude, Red Sox, dude. Red Sox. Kike and Verdugo, bro, our boys.
The Red Sox are the best team in baseball right now, but not by much. They're only like 3 games, I want to say, ahead of the Dodgers. Yeah,
I know. No one's. Listen to a podcast. They're like, dude, there's no standout right now. Everyone's just kind of, but I'm sure though, it's early.
Exactly. Because right now, I think you got the Mets still in first place of the East. Mets got a way to met it. Like, they're going to screw that up.
Somehow. And yeah, Yankees started off shitty, but now they're back to 500. I'm sure they'll start winning. Yeah. And
Yankees will be there. You still got Oakland, who's, I think, leading the West right now. You know, the Mariners, we talked about this. The Mariners always start hot every single year.
Then you look at the end of the year, they're always in last.
Exactly. No, it's such a long season.
Angels took 2 or 3 of us. Who cares about the Angels? We don't care. But what do you think about Pujols getting released?
You know what? That's a tough one because you know what? I respect the guy. I love the guy. But did you hear his comments? He came out now.
He wanted to play full time. He wanted to play full time, right? Pissed at Madden, yeah.
He came out and he threw Madden under the bus, saying Madden does not know how to manage. He's not a good manager.
Oh, I didn't see these. Did he really just say that recently?
That came out today.
My gosh.
Madden made decisions that he doesn't know what he's doing.
So, and you hear what Trout said? He said he was brought to tears by it. So you would think the team would go down, but then they take 2 or 3 from us. That's how bad the Dodgers are playing.
Yeah,
because dude, Angels lost 5 in a row going into our series, and then all of a sudden they beat us. But like you said, whatever, it's early.
That's what I'm saying. That's baseball, you know. That's baseball. What do you expect? I mean, you remember? I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe it was a few years back when the A's went on that tear. They won like 20 games.
Yeah, what was that? 20? Yeah.
It's like that happens, you know. I mean,
wasn't that the Indians? They won that many, and then they went to the playoffs and lost right away. Did they have that win? I mean, it's just Indians are.
You know my take on the Central. Both Centrals. I mean, look at last season. How many teams from both Centrals went to the playoffs? I think it was 6. All 6 got swept and bounced straight.
Yeah, that's like the NFC East right there.
Yeah. I mean, AL Central. You always have these Twins teams. You have these White Sox.
I know,
teams.
And then they get in, and then they never. You think, they
don't
they
play anybody. You don't play anybody in your division. Your division has been garbage now.
And then they get swept by whoever they play right away. They get swept. You're like, okay. Yeah. Same thing every year. So how do we take you seriously? Never.
Exactly. The last solid team from that division was KC when they won it.
Yeah, they actually came through. But Twins, I think every time they get in, they lose right away. Don't they get swept? Have they even won a playoff game?
Dude, I'm thinking back. It's been bad. I know – who was it? Was it Cleveland that lost that heartbreaker to the Cubs in the World Series?
Yeah, I was rude. I mean, I guess both teams deserved it. I'm glad Cubs won, but then I remember we hated the Cubs because they beat us. But that was bad.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you right now. You look at the NL Central, there's some bad teams in there because Pittsburgh, they're rebuilding for the next few years, I think.
But Reds actually aren't bad.
Reds aren't terrible. They got hitting. They got some players. I think they're a few pitchers. I feel like they're a starting pitcher or two away.
Yeah.
But I promise you, man, every single year, who's going to be – in the mix, in the hunt.
It's going to be Dodgers, Braves, Padres, and
the Cardinals in that Central.
Cardinals are on the hot streak now. I mean, we'll be all right. But
we'll be fine. I'm not worried about
it. It's too early to realize. I mean, to worry. And it's the Dodgers, dude. We're going to get on a streak. Yeah. Look at our roster, man.
We'll be fine. We're gonna make some big moves probably come the trade deadline, and we're going to be right there in the hunt. I actually feel strongly we're going to win the division again. I think we're going to be there. And who knows? I think we might get 3 teams in the playoffs. You might see a Dodgers, Padres, and San Francisco.
You think Giants will – I think they're just hot right now, but I don't know.
Their pitching seems to be solid.
We'll see. Well, going back, okay, so you said the relaxed thing, so I guess we could segue into Rodgers. I mean, he's making all the news right now. Is he going to retire and go straight to Jeopardy, dude? Might as well.
I don't think so. What is going on in Green Bay, man? I mean, Here, I got a take on Rodgers.
Let me hear your take. I have a couple takes, but you could start. Yeah, let me hear this.
You follow me on this one, because this is gonna be a long trip to the urinal. All right, follow me.
Right? Yeah.
Here's my take, and you're gonna love this because it's gonna tie in your boy. Okay.
Okay.
I know how you feel about TB12.
Oh, I mean, I'm not one of the haters. I like him.
Look at this, Aaron Rodgers. He has no choice but to do this now. He has to do this. He has to leave now. He had to do this right now in his career, and here is why. Couple reasons. Green Bay, they just drafted last year Jordan Love, right?
Yep.
He's going to be the replacement, hands down. He's not going to sit there and just play an apprentice to
and that upset Rodgers.
Exactly. So there's check box one.
Yeah.
Here's the biggest one. You just are in kind of the twilight of your career, and you just saw the best quarterback for the better half of the past two decades leave New England and go down to Tampa Bay and still win a Super Bowl.
Leaving New England.
Exactly. You know, Brady, he went into that office with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. He said, Bill and Bob. He's like, look, guys, yeah. I love you. Exactly. Wasn't that the massage parlor in Florida?
Okay. He's like, Bill, cool. Hey, Bob.
So he just left New England after winning everything you can win under the sun there. I mean, what did he have to win there? A Grammy Award? Like, there's nothing else left for him to win in New England. He goes to Tampa Bay, leaves a cold city like that in Boston.
Yep.
Goes down south to the warm weather, okay? Aaron Rodgers is looking at that, and he's saying, I have to do something in my career. I have to get out of Green Bay. As much as he might not like it, as much as he loves the Cheeseheads, he knows that he has to do something. If Brady's doing that, he needs to follow suit somehow.
But
right,
yeah, and I think with the Jordan Love thing, I don't think they thought Rodgers was going to go. Even though probably he's like, dude, screw this. They drafted Jordan Love, but I don't think they thought he was over the hill. And then he comes back and wins the MVP. So now I think they were getting ready for Jordan Love, and now he just won the MVP, so they're like, oh, shit, he still got it.
I think plays into my theory a little bit more because I think Rodgers is kind of doing this as like a middle finger, like, hey, you know what? This kid's not ready.
Yeah.
You wanted me to stay here longer? Ha, joke's on you. I'm out. Good luck having him start.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are already trying to turn the page on me. I'm going to go win MVP, and he did, and he almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Follow me on this. So Brady leaves New England, goes down to Tampa Bay, warmer weather, still wins, gets Gronk back, gets a great quarterback.
The defense. I mean, we can say as much as we want about Brady, and we love him, but the reason they won was the D. But I mean, but Brady's – but
that's happened before. Remember,
exactly.
Manning won that final Super Bowl like
– Oh, with Denver. Yeah. But it's the fact – it's their presence, and they pick the whole team up. It's Brady. I mean, it's Brady.
Winners and win, dude.
Exactly.
Winners win.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Rodgers. He knows that right now is the perfect time too, because you know what? I guarantee you, I'll put money on it right now. I'm calling it right now. Bottle some mimosa on me next time. Rodgers is going to a warm weather city. He is going nowhere where it's still cold. He's following in the
Tom. Okay, well, I agree with you on that. But is it Denver? Because that's not warm. That's going to be
no.
Okay.
I don't think it's Denver. Because look, right now, how many warm weather cities need quarterbacks? Think about this right now. Deshaun Watson, you're done in Houston. You're gone.
Yeah.
Houston. Gonna need a
but are they need a quarterback, but are they Super Bowl ready? Dude, that defense is trash, dude.
Yeah, but you know, you bring Aaron Rodgers and people are gonna want to go play there.
Yeah, that's true.
Defense will go play there because they say, hey, we got an offense that could win a Super Bowl. I'll go play there.
Yeah.
Who's leaving in New Orleans?
I mean, what are they doing? Jameis and Taysom Hill, dude, they would take Rodgers over both those guys, obviously.
Exactly my point. Okay.
And the Niners, they're basically dumping Jimmy G. They're doing him dirty.
Exactly. I mean, they just drafted
which I don't think, yeah, what's his name?
He's not ready.
He's not ready yet, but I mean, yeah, because Rodgers could do a couple years, and then Trey Lance will watch Rodgers and friggin'.
Let's talk Vegas.
Oh my gosh, that'd be
Carr, you're not winning a Super Bowl. I respect you. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You tell me right now when Coach Chucky heard that Aaron wants to leave Green Bay, that he's not sitting back thinking right now, trying to plot how can I get Rodgers to Vegas.
Yeah, he's like, why two banana, me and Rodgers? Freaking, oh man, those two together, dude. That's most, dude.
And who's the
backup? What's the odds on that? What's the odds on that? Him going to Vegas? Dude, that would be amazing. Imagine Rodgers in Vegas, dude.
I'm telling you, he's gonna go to a warm weather place. And I get Vegas can get cold in the wintertime, but dude, it's not Green Bay cold.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And he's closer to home. He's a California native.
I know he's not. Yeah, like they were saying about Favre. Favre was like, dude, he would hit the Wisconsin bars. He was one of the guys that loved to play there. Yeah. Rodgers just got drafted there, and but he's not one of the. He's not relatable in that in the Wisconsin. No, he's not relatable.
He's just chasing tail. Come on. I mean,
well, yeah, now he's married. So that's another thing is what's his new chick saying? Like, what if she's saying, just retire, babe, and just let's go Jeopardy?
I don't think so. I guarantee you, he's going to go to a warm weather city. Watch out, Houston. Watch, it's going to happen. New Orleans needs a quarterback. They're saying possibly Miami, because here's the thing. Miami, it's an interesting take. Go down to Florida, follow Tom Brady. You got Tua there. Tua's not ready. Let Tua sit behind Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God. I think that's the best for a lot of, because none of these guys are usually ready going out, except for like who? Andrew Luck. Who else was ready? There's only a handful of guys that were ready right away. Oh, I mean, yeah. Burrow was good, obviously. Joe Burrow. And then.
Yeah, that injury, but I mean, he'll be back. He'll be back.
No, yeah. There's only a few that are ready to play right away. So
that's my hot take on Aaron Rodgers. He had to do this now in his career because there's a lot of openings in a lot of warm weather cities. He's got to get out of there. He has to follow. He saw what Tom Brady did and said, I want that.
But the thing is, the only thing I go back to, what is he mad about? I mean, he has the talent. Like, what? They just fall short. It's not like their team's bad. I mean, what does he mad about?
It's the system. It's got to be something with the coach. And I feel like, you know what? It's Aaron Rodgers kind of like a LeBron James. You don't coach him.
Yeah. You
tell Vogel's coaching LeBron James right now? No. You tell me Tyronn Lue was coaching LeBron James? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the timeout in that team in the Cavs, and he drew up the play, and he said,
Hi. That's what we're doing.
So I think
Aaron Get out the way.
Exactly. Isolation. Everybody give me the ball. Like Aaron Rodgers, the same thing. He'll throw the ball to Adams how many times a game?
Yeah, he's like.
He can win the game. Obviously, the defense needs help. The defense has never been the same for the past,
I mean, they were known for what? It was Clay Matthews, A.J. Hawk. I mean, it's been
Clay Matthews, all them, yeah.
Yeah,
I think he has to go. I think he made up this decision. He saw Tom Brady. He knows that this is the time. If he's going to do it, he can't wait another year. He has to do it now. If he waits another year, I think, runs the risk of being passed up. People are going to fill holes in other cities. Next thing you know, Love is coming in to take some
snaps. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so bold prediction. Go right now. I think Raiders, perfect spot. This is on bottomless mimosas, bro. So you got to – I'm saying Raiders.
Dude, you know me. I'm good for it. So the interesting about the Raiders, okay, you got Carr and you got Mariota now is the backup. Both guys that I like, I respect, they're just not –
They're not going to get – Gruden's sitting there probably, dude, these guys aren't going to win me a Super Bowl. There's no 100%. Way.
Guaranteed. You're right. That's why Gruden, I think, is that quarterback. Come on. Yeah. He's the QB coach. He was the QB coach for that whole entire thing. Yeah. You tell me he doesn't want to work with Rodgers?
Oh, so you're agreeing with me. So Raiders, or are you thinking Niners? I mean,
I like Raiders. I don't know if it's Niners, even though that is basically like his hometown team.
That's Shanahan. I mean, like you said, they just drafted – Trey Lance, I mean, are they going to throw him out there right away? I mean, they've moved up to get him. I don't know.
I just don't see the Niners. I think the Niners are an option. I don't see it. Yeah. I, see Miami.
But he has no choice, right? He's
who's going to write the biggest check at this point, you know? Who has the cap room to take him on? He's going to want that contract. He's going to want an extension. He's going to want, even if it's a year added on or 2 years, whatever it is, who's going to take that on? Miami has the space. I don't think Miami's got a lot of space. I don't think who's high paid player on their roster right now. I can't even think of one.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Football season's been, yeah, I know. I can tell you there. There's good. Yeah. I mean, they got Devontae Parker. They got Tua.
Because they got rid of what's his name? The Amish rifle. They sent him up to Washington.
Yeah.
The Washington football team. So Tua is your starter.
Do they have a team name yet? Nothing yet. Huh?
No. Tua is your starter. Is Tua ready to be a starter? Is he ready to do a full 17-game season? Don't forget, there's 17 games.
I mean, they did Fitzpatrick dirty, and they brought in Tua, and then Tua failed, and they brought back Fitzpatrick in. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but now Fitzpatrick's gone. He's not even on the team
anymore. I know. That's what I'm saying. No, but it's just like
Miami's a prime, I think, spot. Rodgers goes down to Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Ends his career in the warm weather, just like TV12. Yep. You know, I mean.
Dude, Rams inquired about him, but obviously it didn't work out. They got Stafford now, but they did. They were obviously into Rodgers. That would have been perfect.
And look at that division. Look at that division. Imagine Aaron Rodgers going up against the Patriots with Scam.
Oh, my God.
The Jets without Sam Darnold now.
Yeah.
And Buffalo against Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah. That's your boy, right, Josh Allen?
I called that draft year was Sam Darnold, Rosen, Josh Allen, and who's the other wasn't it Baker?
Yeah, Baker, yeah, yeah. Baker, right? Yep.
Dude, I said they were talking, who's going to go higher, Rosen or Darnold? And I watched
I think you had me bet Wyoming a couple times. You're like, dude, this quarterback.
So much Wyoming football that year, and they were just hitting for me nonstop. Yeah. And I knew it come draft.
Yeah, I told you on a few. I was like, dude, you're right. This guy's a freaking legend, bro.
Josh Allen is going to be the better quarterback from this class.
Yeah, I mean, there's the class. From that class, but I'm saying so many young great QBs. It's gonna be good. Yeah, but
you know what though? How many bust? How many young QBs come out in the first round and they bust?
I mean, a lot, right?
More bust than make it out of the first round.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. So Rodgers, bottomless mimosas. I think. I don't know. I think Raiders would be good. I guess we're not really, because you agree with me. So. Either way, we'll just drink bottles of mimosas and we'll be like, great. Yeah.
Win or lose, whenever you have bottles of mimosas, everybody loses. I mean,
I know.
Everybody loses a bottle
of mimosas. During it, it's a great one. No, especially the next day. Or early that night, you're already feeling horrible.
You don't even make it to the next day. It's like, but you know, I actually thought of another team actually in play, possibly.
Who?
Imagine this. Imagine Rodgers to Carolina. Because Carolina has Sam Darnold now as their starter, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Darnold, yeah.
So Darnold's there. Bring in Rodgers, and you get Rodgers versus TB12 twice a season?
Yeah, well, like they said, 30 teams are available for – what teams would you say is not available? Obviously, Tampa Bay,
KC,
Baltimore.
Baltimore's out.
And Buffalo, obviously.
I'm very interested to see what happens in Seattle, though, because Russell Wilson started.
Yeah, but now it seems like I think he just did that just to get some, I don't know. Some
talent around him?
Yeah, something. But who they draft? I didn't even see their draft. I'm sure they. Hopefully he got some old linemen. He wants some protection. That was what was the main thing.
I think Russell Wilson's staying in Seattle.
He's staying.
Seattle doesn't need a quarterback right now. I think you know what, dude? Unless you're one of those five teams, I don't care. I mean, even Arizona with Murray, you need a quarterback still. If Aaron Rodgers is available and you have a decent starting quarterback,
exactly.
You need a
quarterback. No question. No question.
If Aaron Rodgers is available, you need a quarterback.
Even if you have a starter that's decent, it's like, dude, he's going to play a couple of years. You're going for the Super Bowl. That's the main thing. So,
because look at the Rams and Detroit, how they basically just swapped Goff for. Yep.
Goff, Stafford. Dude, Goff. You know what? Detroit. Oh my God.
Both those teams need a quarterback. Both those teams would take Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Even though, oh, you think, yeah, I guess they would, oh, you'd take Rodgers over Stafford any day, right? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's an interesting one, actually? I got an interesting one. What about the Chargers?
I don't know. I'm a huge on Herbert, but I see Herbert. Dude, I don't know. Nah, like,
bringing Rodgers to come to LA? I mean,
I don't know, man. I think he's the future future legend, bro. Herbert. I don't know, man. Don't I know it wrong. Might don't just be.
A, he's legit. Yeah. I love him. I think he's solid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Interesting option.
But if you're I see what you mean. Yeah. It's just a last option. But if they bring him in, it's like, dude, I'm going to be the franchise QB. You're going to bring this guy in over me. Yeah. So I don't think they would do that. But
they're going to do that in Miami. If they do it in Miami, they're going to do that to Tua. You know,
True. I guess, like you said,
somebody's feelings are going to have to be hurt, and you have to understand that because it's Aaron Rodgers. You know, like if you're one of these young QBs that is the future, and Aaron Rodgers comes in, and you have to now learn behind him, you can't say anything. You just shut up and sit there, and with open eyes, open ears, and you just do whatever Aaron Rodgers tells you for the next.
That's true, but the thing is, he probably is not going to. I don't think he's very. I don't think he like hangs with the backup QBs. I think he seems like a dick, right?
No, kind of.
I don't know.
I mean, we should call him up, invite him over for Bottom Samosas, and we'll get to know him a little bit more. That's what I think we should do. But
yeah, but hopefully he should. Okay, so Rodgers, Dodgers. I mean, what do you think about the Lakers, man? I mean, we're coming off a championship from them too.
All right. Lakers are interesting. I think this is a very, very interesting situation that they're in.
Injuries suck, by the way. But
yeah, they do. And you know what? That's the thing. I was a little worried. AD, he slipped on the sideline, back spasm.
His whole career, he's been fragile. That's exactly. The thing that always worried me when we signed. I was like, dude, I mean.
But then he came back against Toronto. And what, he dropped 39?
37? No, yeah. They're playing right now, and I think he has like 30 right now. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's the only thing that scares me. I'm not worrying about is anything else. It's just,
I think it's another case of the Aaron Rodgers RELAX because they're going to be there. And you know what, right now, I think there's a lot of joking going on between LeBron and Steph that they may meet in the play-in game.
Oh, yeah.
When push comes to shove and LeBron shows up and AD shows up, the Warriors do not want any of that smoke. It's
I know. I was talking to you about the other day. I was like, dude, we could Curry could drop 60, we could lose. But
play in that play-in game, Lakers money line spread over, take it. There's the Lakers will not lose that game. LeBron will come to play. AD will come.
No, I think once the playoff starts, there's a bunch of talk and all. Once the playoff starts, dude, I'm sure they'll be both locked in and we'll go on a run. And home court doesn't matter with the COVID thing. There's no full fan.
3,000 fans cheering for you, trying to yell defense. Like, I mean, yeah, take home court advantage out of
it. Home court advantage is out of it. So I don't know, man. I mean,
they're limping right now.
They're limping right now. Definitely not a way you want to go into the playoffs, but as long as you have AD and LeBron, dude, and they're fine if they're out there, dude, got a chance. I mean,
the key is get into the playoffs, and especially with this new format. If you go in as a 7 or 8 and you win that game instantly, you're in. You don't have to play that extra.
What do you think? What do you think of that format? Because obviously LeBron last year he's like, oh, dude, I let the boys play. I play in the game, and now we're 7 seeds. Like that guy should be fired. So I mean.
I kind of like it. You know what? I love when they mix it up. I think, was it last year or 2 years ago when NHL changed their playoff format?
Did you like that? Because you're a big hockey guy. I mean, I dabble here and there, but you loved it. Okay.
Just now with baseball, I know it was a shortened season because of COVID, but when they added that extra wild card, dude, I'm all
for it. Yeah, it gives people more of a chance. I get it. But then it just makes the regular season less, I don't know. The only good regular seasons are what? Like college football and the NFL, right? Other than that, they really don't. That's what I'm saying with going back to the Dodgers. Like, why are we even tripping? They're one game over 5. Who cares? I mean, it's so long of a season, you know?
Exactly. And that's why, back to the Laker point, I think get in, get healthy, and you're fine. Because let's be honest. We've talked about this for so many years. Really? If you look at the NBA right now, I am sorry. I you know what? I'm not trying to write off anybody, but Phoenix Suns, you're not going to win the NBA championship this year. I'm sorry. Like, no, you had a great season.
I'm not worried about the Suns. Chris Paul, good for him. He does deserve a ring. I do. He's one of the guys that deserves a ring, but.
You're not going to win. I'm sorry.
No, Denver, they have Jamal Murray's out for the year. Utah, yeah. Good story, but they've been starting to slump. I mean,
exactly.
Who are we worried about? I guess we the only team we're worried about is the East, which is Nets. I mean, if Harden's healthy, I mean, if they have all their big three, then yeah, I mean, they could beat us for sure.
You know who I'm a little bit concerned about actually is the team that lit us up.
Clippers.
Clippers kind of scared.
I know. What the heck? Because they scared us last year, and thank God we avoided them. They could probably. I don't know if they would have. They probably wouldn't have beat us, but
and you're right. I think I look at the remaining games. I want to say, from what I remember, I think the Lakers actually have, I think, the easiest schedule of remaining games left. I think their toughest game, I want to say, is the Knicks. Is all they have left.
Nate, how about the Knicks? No, this is not a East Coast thing, but good for them, man. They could be making the playoffs.
It's about time. Because you know what? I feel like when LA sports are good and New York sports are good.
Oh my gosh. When that exactly. Better, dude, Lakers are up. See, speaking of the Suns, Lakers are up 17 right now without LeBron at home right now. I guess the Suns. You can't take the Suns seriously.
Exactly. That's the thing, dude. They're gonna turn it on. I'm sorry, Suns. It's been fun. You had your little fun. Now let the big boys come and play.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know you're a Chris Paul fan. I've never been a Chris Paul fan.
I'm not a huge fan. I think I would have been more fan if they let that trade go through, so Kobe would have.
Yeah.
Freaking David Stern. Rest in peace, David Stern. Rest in peace, Kobe. But I don't. That still doesn't make sense to me that he didn't let that go through. And now you got these guys.
You let Brooklyn do it right now.
Well, no, not Stern, but I know. But all these super teams are, and you can't let Chris Paul. Whatever, that's way back.
Look at Brooklyn's roster right now. How are you going to tell me that Brooklyn's roster Blake right Griffin. Now?
Dude, he didn't dunk all.
Lakers wanted to do.
Dude, Blake Griffin didn't dunk all year, and he goes to Brooklyn. He's like dunking and shit. Like his back in the Lob City days. I was like,
but you know what? I think the thing about basketball too. What's interesting? You look at Brooklyn, and I know you said you were scared about Brooklyn in the East. You know what, man? When it comes to the playoffs, it's all about team chemistry. There's only one ball, you know? There's only one ball. You've got that many egos. Yep. He's going to run his mouth.
Exactly.
Kyrie's head so easily, you know? And if he gets flustered in the playoffs, you know? And especially if let's just say the NBA Finals, let's just say in a crazy world, is the Lakers versus Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You're telling me LeBron is not going to be in Kyrie's ear.
Oh, I know.
Minute of every game.
Yeah, as long as LeBron's healthy. Dude, as long as he's healthy, we can say as much as we want about that guy, but as long as he's healthy, he's gonna be there, right?
Yeah, he'll be there. He's missed 23 of the last 25, I think was the stat I saw. Just get healthy. He's going to get Taco Tuesday coming up. Just
he'll be fine. I think he's probably just trying. He's just resting. I think he just needs it. Obviously.
Well, he is. I think he actually today he tweeted. He's looking for. He asked if anybody knew a good video game chair, asking for himself. So
I kind of like it because he was going. I was like, why is this guy playing so much? We just played, and now he's like playing so much. It's like he's trying to win the MVP. Probably. But it's like, dude, we don't need until later, right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly. And I think that's why Lakers, who do they have left? I said they got the Knicks. They got the Pacers left. I think they're playing the Pacers.
As long as we make that sixth seed, right?
Yeah. If we can get the sixth seed.
I know. We're winning tonight. That's huge. That's huge. And
if
then
we get the seventh seed, I'm still not worried.
You're not worried about my boy Steph dropping 60?
I'm not worried because you know what? Don't forget, NBA – is the closest thing there is from a team sport that's actually an individual sport. You shut down Steph, what are they going to do? You know,
yeah, you're
and
right.
If Frank is smart enough, you drop a game plan. When you need to win one game, you take their best weapon out of the
you're
game.
You're right. And yet, NBA, the best team usually always wins too. Not like football, one game, a guy has a bad game. Like you can't. It's hard to be a better team four times. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And don't forget NBA playoffs. And then you look at like NHL playoffs and it's like an 8 seed in the NHL has won the Stanley Cup. I think
it's always happened, right? Well, I mean, we could go into
8 seed beat a 1 seed in the NBA.
Except the only time I think it was the Warriors beating the Mavs that one time. I remember Baron Davis and that was amazing. It was a long time. Baron Davis and Steven Jackson. That was amazing when they beat Dirk. I don't know. Yeah. Like going to the Dodgers and Lakers, they're both struggling, but I'm not worried about either. I mean,
I'm not worried. You know who should be worried though? Is a guy by the name of Bob Baffert. I think Bob Baffert, speaking of LA sports,
this guy, bro, dude, worried. I grew up on the Ponies. The grandpa worked there. My uncle still works there. Dude, I mean, dude, Baffert.
I love San Diego. The place has a special place. Dude,
Baffert, I feel like I know the guy. I mean, he's always been around. This guy's a legend. But, dude, how many times are you going to keep cheating? Like, dude, if it was any other sport, this guy would be out of the league or out of the. I think this is.
And you know what? I think it's a bad look for the sport right now, especially when you look at the past, 15 to 18 months and how many horses were dying at Santa Anita.
Yes, that was never good for the sport. And then the cheating, it's always been, it wasn't good for the sport. And now next week, his horse is running. What's he going to do? Is he going to show up? He's going to be booed the whole time.
And that's the thing. This is nothing new for Baffert. I think we were talking about a stat earlier. I want to say this is his 30th or 31st horse that has been popped. Like, it's just nothing new. And
he just keeps denying it. I don't know, man. I think he's got to be banned, but that's going to be, he's also a legend in the sport. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't see them banning him. I think that, kind of similar. I think horse racing has had that kind of aura over it, kind of like how boxing used to have in its heyday. People know there could be something fishy, but just nobody really wants to admit it or talk about it.
True, but now this is huge, man. Banned from, he can't have any Kentucky Derby horses ever again. They just banned him which is good. I like that
Which is funny because 2018, he won the Triple Crown with Justify. Yeah. And then flash forward 1 year later here in Santa Anita at the Derby, Santa Anita Derby, Justify gets popped.
So I wonder why he's been winning all these. It's nothing new. But it's just, that's what I'm saying. It's nothing new, but it's also like, dude, how many times is this guy going to,
Well, I saw Churchill Downs has banned him, I think, temporally.
Well, that's good. That's good.
For a second test. I think it's called a split a second set. They're waiting for a second test. If the horse fails the second test, then it's like he's DQ'd. He loses the Kentucky Derby. Like, hey, hope you didn't cash that check. You might want to, I'm holding that check because you might have to give it back.
Poor horse, man.
I think there was an amazing tweet. I think somebody from Barstool.
I saw that. Oh no, Cat, my boy Big Cat. He says he's like, let's not. Who cares what Baffert did? Or I gotta read it. All right.
The horse didn't take the steroids or something like that. Baffert didn't take the steroids. Blame the horse or something like that.
Something like that. I was dying, bro. You're like, I don't know, man. I mean, horse race is already a dying sport. This is just what I'm a huge source. It's been around. This doesn't help. And then the gamblers don't get their money back. I don't get my money back for gambling. Dude, they just give it the purse to the second place. The gambler's
how many people, you threw away your ticket. I mean, it's too late. You can't cash that back. But yeah. I think it's a bad look for the sport. It just sucks too, especially when you needed something good in the sport after all those horses issues at San Diego.
I know. I mean, and it was a full crowd. Derby Day looked amazing, especially coming out of COVID. Like, it looked.
We gotta do that, dude. We gotta go.
I know it's on the bucket list for sure. But hopefully, Porsche. Yeah, but Baffert won't be there. So,
you know who will be there though?
We'll be there. Who?
Aaron Rodgers and TB12.
And TB12, and Rodgers will be playing for. He'll be playing for the Raiders after a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, who knows? He might be playing closer to Churchill Downs if he's playing the South down there.
But like going back to everyone wants to be Brady, but dude, you can't be Brady, bro. There's only, I know everyone wants to do what he does, but that's not gonna.
And you know what's funny? It's. I remember. Do you remember that game, the Tuck Rule game against Oakland? Remember that?
Yeah. I think that's why everyone hates him. But it wasn't his fault. That was just a stupid rule.
And I remember there was a long stretch in there in the mid 2000s or early 2010s where everybody was just hating on Brady. All the Patriots always win. And people were just hating on Brady. Oh, they make the rules for Brady. They breathe on Brady. Throw the flag.
Everybody.
But you know what? All those people now, you can't deny what he is doing. You can't still tell me, the league is just favoring Brady. No.
No.
Anybody at that age attempt to do half of what he's doing right now.
Exactly. And he always says the right things. What has he really done wrong? I guess Deflategate, that was all BS to me. I think it was BS, but I don't know. That's a whole other thing. But it's just like, there's been way, I mean.
You look at Sean Payton putting a bounty on players' heads. I mean, to me, I think that's way worse.
And he's still coaching.
You know, Tom Brady got what, 3 or 4 games for Deflategate?
That's what I'm saying. That's insane, bro. That is insane.
Then they also get popped. They got popped for like recording somebody's practice.
That was like an employee. I don't know.
Come on, Tom. You know what? Remember when Brady was the one that got his jersey stolen, right? After the Super Bowl?
Was that Brady?
Brady. Brady got his jersey stolen. Remember?
Someone stole it? Not Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay? Or
no, it was when he was in New England. I think I want to say it was a Super Bowl when Pete Carroll made the worst decision of his entire adult life when he decided not
to. I'm glad he did because I won some money off that game. Thank God. Let me guess, you had Seattle?
Oh, dude, I had Seattle. I don't want to talk about it, but you know, it's behind us. But
that beats in our lives, especially with involving the Patriots. At one time, I will never forget about that. But
wasn't that Patriots Green Bay?
Yeah, 1 yard line. What do we need?
Dude, we needed over 12.5 for the third quarter alone.
They already had 7 points, right?
Dude, they opening kickoff, they took it back all the way to like the 20-yard line. Two plays later, it was set. We had 7 points in the bag in the first like 4.
And we're like, let's go cash our ticket. Let's go. We're back. Another round. Let's go.
Pictures. We were sitting in the Barstool seats at Barney's.
You know what didn't help? That freaking Packers fan, that didn't help. I think he's bad juju. That guy was.
You know what? He's paying for it now because guess what? Your quarterback doesn't want to be there anymore. So we get the last laugh, bro.
We do. I blame that fan because I blame that fan that Rodgers wants to leave. He probably was like, I can't play for this guy.
What was he yelling? First down, dude. Remember, dude? Oh my god!
And then we had first and goal. First and goal at the 1.5-yard line, right?
No, you're right. It was inches.
Give us the QB Brady stink. They didn't do it, right? They didn't give him the QB stink.
They went for it on 4 downs and got stuffed.
Whatever.
Minute they got stuffed, I knew. Vegas knew we had that bet.
They did. But then we've also.
There are two idiots who have this bet. In Burbank, California right now, we can't let them win.
I love how we had like $50. And but we've been hot though. Thanksgiving we were hot, right?
Oh, Thanksgiving weekend. That was a good weekend. That was bottom. You know what though? We won a lot of bets, but we lost the bottom mimosa. I'm telling you, bottom mimosa is undefeated.
I think it's undefeated. I think because you just go into your hammer and you're just like, let's bet everything. He's gonna score, and then he just clicks.
I think what was worse on that too was I think like we got there late and they only had like 30 minutes left on the bottom mimosa and we're like, okay, let's just get our money's
worth. Yeah, and then thank God we went out that night too because your boy Newsom shut down everything after that. Remember?
Thanks, Gavin.
We won't get into that, but what else?
Dodgers,
Lakers. What else happened this weekend? I mean, Baffert, Dodgers. We got to relax without these our teams. I can't believe Angels won 2 of 3 from us.
With under drama, too, with drama with Pujols. I mean, it's clearly
– under drama. And they still took – that's how bad the Dodgers are playing. We'll never – I don't know, man.
And but there's another no-no.
We're going to – oh, I know. Another no, Wade Miley. Dude, Wade Miley's been
– Wade Miley from left. This guy – throws a no-no. Come on.
What is going on? And then the guy from the Orioles throws a no-hitter. What is going on?
Dude, you should try to throw a no. Just go sign a big. Hey, I want to throw a no-no. Can I pitch? Can I play?
Dude, it's not the ball, obviously. It's just why are they behind? Because it's COVID, right?
I mean, you got to figure you might be able to start for Pittsburgh right now. I mean, their pitching staff is.
Dude, I was a decent ball going in a parochial league.
They're having open tryouts here at Burbank High School, I heard. I mean, they're that desperate for pitchers. Like, so who knows?
I think we covered it all for episode 1, man. Eric Blatz, Paul P.
Paul P.
Later.